Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Just one more Wolves item before we get to a franchise that right now knows what it's doing. The Timberwolves misspelled Timberwolves in the release on Gerson Rosas. Dan, that's probably not good, right? I mean, if it's your own release,
you would think that spell check might have picked it up. Maybe, I don't know.
Or maybe you've actually, since you work there on the media relations or you're running it, that you would know how to spell Timberwolves.
Typing fast, things happen,
Billy Guerin is here. He is a happy man. He's happy. He doesn't have to deal with the Wolves dysfunction. He's just happy running his team. Bill, it's always a pleasure. Great news announced yesterday. You had a press conference today. Mr. Kaprizov is back. Take me through, because the reports have come out now that Kirill came into the country, was in Florida potentially last week. When that happened, did that happen because you guys were so far down the line? Did that happen because he was ready? And when was the significant breakthrough? When did that take place to get this done?
Well, first, thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
You know what, that was just Kirill and his agent. They're being proactive and they're being prepared. And when I found out, I was thrilled. Listen, they were under no obligation to let me know, and they didn't. But when I found out, I was happy. You know what, he got here in enough time to quarantine. He got here and got vaccinated right away. He had all his ducks in a row. And I think that says a lot about, the character of Kirill, and that he was prepared to go at a moment's notice when he could. And, to go down and be able to have face-to-face meetings with him was, that was a bonus and something I think we really needed to do to kind of bring it over the finish line.
Okay, so you have the face-to-face meeting. At that point, you don't have a deal, or you're so close that this was just, dotting the I's and crossing the T's?
No, we did not have a deal. For some time I was at my limit and went as far as I felt we could. And I think what needed to happen was Kirill and I sit face to face and kind of, for me to explain where we're at and why we're not moving. And I needed to hear what Kirill's feelings were and what his view of everything was so I could understand better. I really do think that was important for us to kind of just express to each other our feelings on the whole situation and where we're at. So, but then again, we were at our limit, and it took a couple conversations over dinner, breakfast, and later in the afternoon to get there. But that's how it goes. And that's all behind us now. He's here. He's happy. He just wants to play hockey, and we're thrilled.
So at that point, you just told him, here's the number, here are the details. And then through these lengthy conversations about many aspects of the team, many aspects of life, you were able to convince him, most importantly, his agent, to come down. Is that a fair assessment of how it played out?
to come. No. I think, I mean, that's a pretty fair assessment, but it's just to get them to understand that we are at our limit. And, you know, but why we feel it is a fair deal. Like, nobody's, I don't want to win this deal. Like, I just want it to be fair. I want the player to be happy. I want them to, you know, be happy with the contract they're going to be on for 5 years. You don't want somebody that's miserable. And you know, you state the facts that you have, and you know, but you can only do so much. So I really think the person-to-person, the face-to-face thing was the best thing that we did.
Bill Guerin, Wild general manager, on a day when the team has made it official. Kirill Kaprizov is coming back at 5 years, $45 million. You know this sport so extraordinarily well. As great as he was, and he was tremendous last year. Normally after playing one season, and it was a shortened season, you know, it was two-thirds of a normal season, you don't get 5 years, $45 million. You have to build up to get that. Because of that, was it hard for you to get to that big of a number so fast?
No, to be quite honest with you, it wasn't. I think we saw enough in Kirill that we know what we have. Of course, you know what? The sample size is small, but we really believe in him. The effect that he had on the ice, in our dressing room, in our organization, and in the fan base, I think there's excitement around this player, and he brings a lot to the table. I got there relatively quickly. There were other things like term and, you know, just different structures and things like that get in the way. But, I think he's worth every penny of it. And you know what? I know he'll live up to it.
Was it difficult for you to accept that early on when you were going for more years that they just weren't going to go there? Was that a tough hurdle for you to finally concede that? And how quickly did five become the number where you said, that's it, nothing less than five?
I guess if you want to say it was a tough hurdle, just because, you know, an 8-year deal, it's so much more money. But you know what, this is why I think it was really important to get the face-to-face, because certain things are more important than others to players, and you really have to understand that. And the term was incredibly important to him. And you know what? That's something that I could concede on. Like, I you know what? If I put my, you know, my player hat on again, I can see that, why he would want that. So I felt like that was a fair ask and a fair give by us. And it's one of those things. You know what? Look, Krill and I had a lot of great conversations the last couple of days, and you're never 100% happy with the deal as a player, and you're never 100% happy with the deal as management. But that's when you know you have a fair deal. It's called compromise, and we have to compromise on certain things, and we have to give certain things, and we get to keep certain things. So I really thought the process was good.
Bill Guerin, Wild general manager, is with us. It's 2:46. His team announcing in a press conference about an hour and 45 minutes ago, deal done with their star, Kirill Kaprizov, 5 years, $45 million. Was there anything about the conversation in Florida that stood out, that surprised you, that you didn't expect to hear from him, even after all the time you spent with him last year?
You know what? Not really. I was really happy to when I sat with him, just to realize how much he knows, how involved he was, and the thought and that he put into it. It wasn't just, you know, I want this, so, you know, that's it. No, he's very open-minded and would have the discussion. So I thought that was great. But I guess the thing that stands out to me is that he just wants to play hockey. Like, he's been dying to get back and was eager to get back with the guys and be here for training camp, which he is. And, you know, that's part of what makes Kirill special.
For you and the organization to feel, after five seasons, And in an ideal world, you've now re-signed him and you've had a lot of success. For you to feel like this contract was worth it for you, for Craig Leupold and the organization, the 5 years, $45 million, what does he need to show you over the next 5 years?
Well, you know what? That's one of those things where I'm not putting added pressure on the player. I don't want to, you know what? I just want him to come in and be himself and play the way he can.
Let me ask you this. Playoffs are a different animal. You've lived that throughout your life. And he wasn't dominant in the playoffs. You know, there were times, and he played a very, very good team. And it's his first time. Did that give you any hesitation at all? Or do you think those of us who wanted more out of him out of the playoffs were being unfair with our expectations considering his age and experience?
Oh, listen, we always want more, right? But you know what? Sometimes, you know what? There are very good players that have a bad playoffs from time to time, or they don't, you know, perform as they were during the regular season from time to time. But you know what? That was his first taste of playoff hockey, and it's very different. And you know what? Hey, look, everybody's allowed a little bit of a learning curve here, and I think with the experience that he got, he knows what to expect now. And you know, we played a heck of a team there, and they were focused on him, and they were bearing down on him. So, you know, I don't personally want to be too hard on him. Was that a concern? Maybe a little bit, but not too much. You know, we know what kind of character he has, and how much he really wants to win. So we know he's going to get better, and he's going to get better with experience.
So you don't think in any way that was like, okay, this moment where other teams said, okay, this is how you slow him down. This isn't how you stop him, but this is how you slow him down, and that will be duplicated in this upcoming regular season.
They're going to try to shut him down every game, regardless of whether it's regular season or the playoffs. So he's going to have to deal with extra tension. He's going to have to deal with the fact that he's not a secret anymore. When you get to playoffs, hey, look, everybody's got to chip in. Everybody's got to be better. You know what? We went to seven games, and that's great with Vegas, but we still didn't win. Or we didn't advance. So we need to get better as a group. This is not just on one player. Everybody needs to be better.
Would you now like to conduct every player negotiation in Florida, preferably in the winter? Just in maybe 4 or 5 days. Is that the way you want to approach it now?
No, I'd like to bring them here in February and do it where it's a little tougher.
Yeah, well, that's a good point. I think for you, it would be better to play golf for like 3 days.
No, that weather makes you sob.
Yeah, it's not bad. It's not a bad break, though, if it's like five days.
Pretty nice.
You know? Yeah. Bill, as always, thank
you. Okay.
Yeah, it was okay. Thank you so much for coming on. Appreciate it. Congrats on the deal.
Thanks again for having me on. We'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Bill Guerin from the Wild. We'll recap the big news that the other winter team made when we come back. Not quite as optimistic.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.